Thank you. That was great. Thanks for skipping lunch to join us today and talk CQI. So hopefully this will be good and informative. So what works for quality improvement? We did a quality improvement initiative for the last 2 years at Berrien County Health Department and wanted to talk a little bit about what we did and what our successes were. I have no disclosures to present. So I'm from Berrien County, Michigan, which is the southwest corner at the tip of the arrow there, and I am the Director of Community Health Planning for our local health department. We serve about 140 people with an $8 million budget and 90 employees. We've really tried to maintain a quality improvement focus at Berrien County Health Department, and we've done so programmatically for several years. We were part of the Multi-State Learning Collaborative and then applied for and received the NACHO Quality Improvement Grant, and then recently with this project, a Robert Wood Johnson Quality Improvement Grant. So we've been doing little QI throughout the health department and really wanted to move to big QI. So in the process, we set a policy for our health department that we're really going to keep total quality management at the forefront in our strategic planning, goal setting, and program implementation moving forward. And so we recognize that that's both quality assurance, which we're very used to with accreditation because Michigan has a longstanding history of accreditation statewide, but also tying in continuous quality improvement as the process leading up to quality assurance. And I developed this model that kind of ties the two together. So basically, we start with baseline standards set by accreditation. So we go through the accreditation process, and that gives us opportunity for improvement, things we're doing well, things we're not doing so well, and that's the bottom of the pyramid there. And then from those accreditation report outs, we learn what we need to work on and set interventions and goals for those areas that we need to work. So as we do the interventions and make improvements throughout our health department, that should lead to improved quality and efficiency, which then improves our accreditation after, you know, in the next cycle. And so the whole thing is cyclical. So quality improvement really leads to quality assurance in CQI is the way we think of it at our health department. And then each intervention, we have done little rapid cycle improvements. And by little, we do like a month at a time intervention. So we make a little change, watch it for about a month, see how it goes, and then make more change for each of those interventions. We've used several CQI tools throughout the years, the five whys, fishbone, process mapping, run charts, which is a new way of looking at statistics for me, but did all of these through several projects. So when Robert Wood Johnson came up with their opportunity for CQI improvement, they're looking to see if CQI can be used in local health departments to improve efficiency. And so, unfortunately, we didn't really have the baseline data at that time to figure out where we really needed improvement, so I just asked the managers, who really wants to work on this project? So we had Children's Special Health Care Services and Environmental Health Food Services really want to work on issues that they were having in their health department and work for improvement. So we focused on those two areas. And then again, moving to department-wide CQI. We use the model of improvement as our CQI model, and that basically focuses on four tenets. Basically, everything is data-based, so it's not just subjective information, but really based on data. The goals are rooted in customer satisfaction, and those customers involve our clients that we serve, but also the employees that are doing the work. The solutions are process-oriented, so there's no blame about so-and-so's really not working well, or if only we could get rid of so-and-so, but really what is the system that's surrounding those folks to make them do their best job. And all members of the team are critical to each step, so we really focused on not a top-down intervention, but talking to the members, the frontline staff, about what they need to do to improve and for them to come up with solutions themselves. That way they're owning the process and improvements went a lot better. So Children's Special Health Care Services was one of our focus areas. This is a case management type of program within our local health department for really special needs kids, and they are a select group. We have about 500 and some clients, and they're really, their needs vary from I need a ride to the hospital to, you know, I can't get Medicaid reimbursement to everything. So we have a couple of frontline people working on this, and we were getting many complaints about clients were calling, nobody was calling them back. It would take weeks to get responses, and some of these kids needed responses right away, but there was no way to triage what was important or not. The staff were overwhelmed. They were doing a lot of administrative and billing and paperwork type stuff and couldn't really deal with the clients that they wanted to do. And they were not generating billable hours in the amount that the state would like us to. So the program was in risk of closing. So as with all CQI, we first set an aim statement to increase the number of CSHCS billable client encounters by 20%, while improving the level of current customer satisfaction. Improving billing at the risk of customer satisfaction was definitely not what we wanted, so we kept both of those parameters in there. And then with CQI, after setting the aim statement, setting our measures for change. How are we going to measure improvement? So we incorporated a customer satisfaction survey, we tracked response times, we measured client encounters, billable and non-billable, and tracked our revenue throughout the process. We had several PDSA, rapid cycle improvement, quality improvement, things that we did, and this is just a list. The big thing was when we said we wanted to track billable, non-billable hours, we weren't doing that currently, so we had to develop a whole system on how are we tracking billable, non-billable hours. In the process, we realized we had a lot of non-billable hours that we weren't even looking at. We decided to start tracking them, and then through the CQI process, realized those non-billables could be grouped together and turned into billable hours, so we discovered that through our CQI. We also developed a customer intake questionnaire kind of form that the staff developed themselves. In fact, we went in as managers and said, you know, you really should have this on the computer and let's do this database and set the whole thing up. And after 1 month of CQI, you know, they looked at us like we were crazy. We don't do it that way, you know. So they had their own way of doing it. It's paper and pencil, but that's what works for them. And so we embraced that and it's been working out great. So what are our results? We tracked response time to clients' inquiries over the 10-month period. For this one, we stopped early because the improvement was so important, you know, so great, we didn't really have to track it further, which is a wonderful thing. The blue is our time it took to get back to calls, and the red is the time it took to finish the entire inquiry that the client called in with. So when we started, it was taking us an average over the, you know, 100 or so inquiries we got a month, 3 days to get a solution resolved, a problem resolved. Some of those took several weeks, some of them took a day, so the average was 3 days. We got that down to less than a day, 0.28 days at the end, and then our time to even call the client back was taking at least a day, and that averaged, you know, over several days to within, you know, a couple hours. And we put our rapid cycle improvements on this chart so we knew what it was that we were doing that affected change. So, you know, things like changing our monthly meeting time. Instead of having four-hour meetings every month, we had a Monday morning half-hour meeting so that each week we could touch base on what the clients were, who was calling who had what. So even that started to make a change. So we also tracked our billable, non-billable hours. Billable is in the blue, non-billable is in the red. As you see, for the first several months, we weren't even tracking the billable hours. But when CQI started, we started purposeful tracking and numbers skyrocketed. The billable hours are still very high. We're on this chart at about 190. I just averaged the last 3 months, and our non-billable is up to about 350 right now. So they're still maintaining the change even a year later, so really good. And that all resulted in not only a 20% increase in our revenue, but a 76% increase. We went from an average of $1,400 a month to $2,500 a month. Not huge numbers, but for this program, those were huge numbers. So the state was all excited. Everybody's excited. And for 2011, we're maintaining and still increasing that revenue at about $2,680 right now, average month. Our customer satisfaction, we had 14 different parameters, and all 14 saw improvements. These are not significant improvements because they started really high to begin with, and we only had about 100 client responses, but pretty impressive that they all went up in some form. So the staff was really excited to see that. Qualitatively, we saw several improvements. The staff were much happier because they could focus on their customer work instead of doing clerical work, which we passed off to administrative staff who really enjoyed doing that sort of thing. Really improvements all the way around. We've had other counties calling us to see what they, you know, can they borrow our billing slip? Can, you know, the state has called to use us as an example. So quality all the way around. Efficiencies were definitely demonstrated. We improved our revenue and saw $15,694 improvement over the year that we measured. By shifting clerical and billing duties to appropriate staff, we saw another almost $4,000 gain. And then we got audited in the middle of the process, which the manager, who usually takes 3 or 4 days to go through all the paperwork, finished the whole audit in a couple hours. And so staff time improvements there as well. Environmental Health also had problems. They were having difficulty coordinating their inspections. If you've ever worked with EH staff, they're an interesting breed, and food inspectors are definitely consistent with that. They all were sort of doing their own thing, not really working together. Some were doing things really well, some were not. So some were very slow to re-inspect restaurants. So we'd have a restaurant with a critical violation and taking a long time to get back to them to make sure that they've fixed their critical violation. And we were seeing a little bit too many critical violations as well. So their aim statement was to decrease the occurrence of fixed restaurants with critical violations, both in time and in numbers, by 20%. And so we measured the number of restaurants with critical violations and the number of days till reinspection of a critical. Now, as we looked at the number of restaurants with critical violations, we sort of brainstormed about this and thought, you know, we really don't want that number to be zero. We'd like that to be that all the restaurants are now doing things perfectly, but we know things are different than that. So it could be that we're not finding all the critical violations. That could be another reason for a zero for a number of criticals. So that was kind of a difficult thing to measure. So we did less work with that and more on the days till reinspection. They had several PDSI key quality improvements, the main one being that they started meeting and discussing data and looking at what each other was doing and really comparing, oh, I didn't think that was a critical, well, I did, and really having that discussion about, you know, is this or isn't it, so that there was some consistency within the department. What we found here was the days until reinspection when we started were about 18. When we ended, dropped significantly down below 10. So that was really a great change. This is the run chart that we did, a new sort of statistical way of looking at things. And when you have seven or so dots in a row under the median, you're significant. So we were significant here. These were the interventions that we did. So really discussing data was a big deal for the EH folks. And again, this is where we're looking at system change and not individual change. We had issues like everybody thought Dave was really slow and what is wrong with David and if David could just do inspections better. Well, we tracked the data and found that David was doing twice as many inspections as any of the other food people, which could explain why he was slow. And he was working on our very impoverished area, so his restaurants were less good to begin with. So really showing them that and benchmarking it made a difference to the Santerians. They're also now in the last 3 months at about 13, so they're starting to slip up without the intensive management, but still under where they started. For the accreditation standards, we have to be within 30 days of going back for reinspection, but they set as a goal 14 days. And so when we started, only half were getting done in that 14-day period on average. And when they ended, 7% were. So that was a great improvement for them as well. We looked at consistency among sanitarians rather than the number of criticals found, but were they finding the same criticals? And over the 9 months that we looked at this, we got everybody within a pretty tight range of finding critical violations. And DC and VC are two investigators that are supervising food service establishments. So once a month, each of those supervisors goes out on a inspection with the others to make sure they're getting the same amount of criticals. And one of them happens to be finding more criticals and the other one finding less, so that's a good balance. They switch off and on to standardize their testing. Qualitatively, David was found to be, you know, right on track. Brian, another guy who hates computers and has decided, he showed up in a meeting once and said, oh, by the way, I'm starting to use my computer on site because I'm realizing that makes my stuff faster and I've got better tracking. So on his own, started using his computer, which was not part of our CQI, which was wonderful. And the manager actually came to a meeting once and said, you know, we have accreditation come up. Oh, my gosh, we have to start pulling everything together. And he went, wait a minute. We're already doing this stuff with our CQI. I said, yes, we are. So, you know, those kinds of aha moments were really strong for us. They definitely showed improved efficiency, $7,000, just alone with one inspector doing on-site computer inspections rather than driving back and forth to the office and getting signatures, driving back to the restaurant. So that was a really great thing. The manager no longer had to track late inspections because we revamped the system for tracking late inspections. The secretary is actually doing that now for another additional savings of a couple thousand dollars. And the cost for, you know, avoiding foodborne outbreaks because criticals are being done a lot quicker, obviously difficult to quantify. So we did move the CQI to department-wide CQI. We've incorporated CQI in our strategic planning. We started this at the beginning of the year, so the managers are really setting goals based on what the staff is saying is the problem. The goals are presented back to the staff. The staff kind of work on improvements, and we've developed this chart where each service area, and this extends to 14 different objectives, but each service area has a CQI initiative to work on, and the manager is responsible for the CQI initiation of that project, and every month reports out on improvements. So we've really been doing baseline studies to see where we're at now, and we are just in the process of getting a new computer system that's tracking our data better so that we can get monthly reports on what improvements we're making. So thank you so much. It's been a great experience. CQI is alive and well in Berrien County and was much easier than we thought it would be, and everyone seems to be on board. So happy to answer questions at the end.